It's been 3 weeks since you've been looking for a king, the one who will listen and never disobey again. Remember when Saul told you he looked out the godly lens? You sat there and you heard him and gave him a little chance to begin. How he think he really gon' pretend like he wasn't down, so you called on him again. Plus when you messed it up so quickly, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then you disobey again, talking out your neck saying you're a godly man, faithful but disobeying him. Now that was the sin that brought David in, cause it wasn't hard to choose from one of Jesse's 8 kids. Won't go out to war cause you don't believe in him, Saul man. Let me break it down for you again. You know he only chose him cause he's truly genuine. Don't be a soft rock when he gives you straight to Saul man. Respect is just the minimum. Philistines wanna fight but you can't defend him. Now David is only human. Don't think he hasn't been in the same predicament. Second verse is dedicated to Goliath, more concerned with his armor and his spear than his servants, him and his men. Outside yelling like hooligans, don't care who they offend. Look at David like he couldn't win. Let's not pretend, the one who packs swords by the waist, man, ignoring God's faith, then still think they're safe. Look in his face, men claiming they don't believe him, but God takes care of all his little children. How you gonna win when you ain't right within?
Watch out, watch out.